Man, what do you say about that support that we had in Vegas? Steeler Nation is special. We don't take it for granted, man. We really appreciate it. Not only in terms of the support, in terms of attendance and the crowd noise and so forth in play, but I just thought it was really cool 20, 30 minutes after the game when we were going through the arena on our way to our buses, man, a lot of Steeler Nation was still in the stands and cheering for us and so forth as we were going to our buses. And so that relationship is a real thing.
And Donnie Football was part of that crew in Vegas. He's still there, as a matter of fact. The Nasty Boys, his cohorts. They got an Airbnb in Vegas. I've never heard of that. I've heard of, like, go to the, lower budget casinos, take advantage of the buffets.
O'Shea's back in the day was classic for this.
Hooters Hotel there.
Hotel?
Yeah, there used to be a Hooters Casino right on the Strip. I don't know if it's still there. It might be.
My go-to with Alex, we would go to the Flamingo, which I felt was a nice, like, mid-tier.
Yeah.
Right in the heart of everything, the Flamingo.
But they did Airbnb for their burly group of 20-odd guys.
I wonder if it's because some of them need to, like, feel like they're sitting in a home toilet, for example. You know, just no throne like home.
Well, I had a great friend, and I ended up adopting the same philosophy, where I would only go to the bathroom naked for years.
Why?
That's the way early man did it.
So hold on a second. Let's just say hypothetically you're in here and you had to take a George Hill. You would have stripped down nude bathroom.
I would hold it until I got home.
And then you would strip down nude.
Yes.
And poop.
Yeah.
If that's how early man did their deed,
mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you now emulate early man and pretty much every other mammal and get a squatty potty so that your feet are raised up? Your butt is dropped down.
I don't know.
Everything is supposed to work a lot cleaner. The operation, to use football terms, is supposed to be a lot cleaner.
It got in my head that I didn't want, like, the clothes I was wearing to be near that, like, bacteria and waste.
You would pull them up on your pants that you had just,
yeah,
like, so your pants would be touching your butt that had just had poop
come
out of it.
Yeah, so I take everything off of my socks.
Mm-hmm.
So that gets back to what you were saying, like, yeah, I can envision somebody in that group being very anal about, like, where they went to
very
the bathroom.
Very anal about it, huh?
Why are you making that face in there, Charlie?
I understand.
Charlie, you got some weird quirks. Let's not
understand pooping in the nude in one way. You're going to take a shower anyway.
Yeah, that's the best time to do it.
And as part of your pre-shower routine, you say, okay, I've got to go to the bathroom first. I'm stripping my clothes down, throwing them in the hamper, going to the bathroom, then immediately going to the shower. I get that. The idea that you would strip down and then put your clothes all back on just to take a dump is wild to me.
In his defense, there are sometimes you know you're about to go to war and you just need some extra room to.
Fine. You know what? I'll admit something to you both. Since you brought it up, Charlie, I will say there have been times I went in there and did not realize a battle, like, what is it in Lord of the Rings, Helm's Deep or whatever?
battle
for Helm's Deep was about to break out. And you do find yourself having to de-layer in the process because sweat's pouring down. If you're a guy, it's probably the closest thing you'll feel to childbirth. That I understand.
We got into, well, this is a great debrief, by the way, which is brought to you by Steel Mills Saloon in Mount Washington.
And they are proud of this conversation.
We got into a huge debate, my buddies and I, when we were watching games a couple of weekends ago, over do you wipe standing up or sitting down?
I usually go sitting down. Why?
I kind of squat. Like, I can't, like, there's just, I'm always afraid that a knuckle's just going to scrape something.
I agree. That's why I'm a stand-up guy.
What is a knuckle going to scrape?
What's in the water? What's in the toilet water?
You
might reach too toilets? Low. I don't want to risk that.
You guys got high-filled toilets?
I don't know. But
depends on where you live.
But if I stand up, I know that there's a 0% chance of that happening. Of that ever, ever, ever happening.
But I feel like if you stand up, you might be...
What? You still
not? You might not get as cleaned up.
Based on what?
I mean, maybe something, you know, cheeks come together and things go back inwards, and then you don't get it all.
Yeah, but that's why you always have extra TP.
I'll tell you what, Pompey Innie carries a roll in his golf bag. Do you know that, Charlie?
Now I do.
He had an incident at a very famous course where he needed some.
Wide receiver trades have happened today. Amari Cooper went from Cleveland to Buffalo for a third-round pick. The Bills move with that is to release Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who had 2 catches for 26 yards for them.
He going to end up on the Jets?
Oh, he did play with Rodgers in Green Bay. That's a good point. I brought him up because any wide receiver name you've ever heard of, we at least have to spend 2 seconds saying, would he be a fit on the Steelers? And Scantling, I think, is pretty fried. I think his career is just about over. But again, if you compare his recent resume to that of Van Jefferson, it's still better. He caught 21 balls last year for 315 and a touchdown. And then he made big plays for the Chiefs in the playoffs last year, seemingly out of nowhere. He made a huge catch down the field against the Ravens to cap that AFC Championship game. So,
yes, he did.
I would, 99% of the time, I would say no. But when we're comparing bad to not as bad,
yeah,
I'm open to all of these things. I'm not.
You're like a... Right now, because of the work Omar Khan did not do post-Johnson trade.
Yeah.
Right now, we are collectively, I mean like Steelers fans, media, all of us, the people who care about this stuff enough to talk about it a lot.
Yep.
We are like somebody who's been wandering in the desert when it comes to wide receivers for this entire season, and somebody hands us a stale ham sandwich, which is what Valdes-Scantling pretty much is at this point. And at this point, I think everyone would take it and say, I'll take a bite just to see.
Oh, we've reached the there's no such thing as a bad idea portion of the
How about just go call the Saints and say, we will give you a lot of draft capital for Chris Olave?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Arizona, do you want our first round pick next year and then a second for Marvin Harrison Jr.? He's hurt too. Or at least he was.
I think Valdes-Scantling stinks. His numbers last year were better across the board than Jefferson.
His numbers are pacing to be worse than this year's Calvin Austin, though. Those numbers from last year are pacing worse than Calvin Austin's pacing through 6 games. Austin is on pace for about 28 catches, about 500 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Mm. Little Calvin Austin.
Roman Wilson, though, having trouble getting on that moving train.
Man, what the hell is going on there?
Mike Tomlin brought up that train again today. That train is roaring down the tracks.
It's one of those Japanese bullet trains, man. Wilson can't... I mean, it sounds like Wilson's not even within eyeshot of the train.
How do you assess Roman Wilson's first game action? Looks like he only got about 5 snaps.
That's how I would assess it. Limited.
What more are you looking for out of him before you give him, you know, more snaps?
It is a process. His readiness, not only first his health, but then we're also talking about a guy who is getting on a moving train with no background. It's a significant different discussion than the one we were having regarding Russ. And so he just got to continue to come to work every day. And when the door is left ajar, he's got to step through it.
I will concede that Mike and these guys see them every day, and I am sure they have good and valid reasons, right? But man, how bad must he be at practice?
That's what I was going to bring up. Like, either way, it's a poor reflection on them.
Either he's horrible at practice, or Mike and maybe his staff extended, receivers coach, OC, are so anti-playing rookies or have such a high bar for rookies to climb over to get to the lineup that they just won't put Wilson in. But here's why that doesn't even work. Now, granted, it's two different positions. Troy Fautanu barely played in the preseason, didn't really play that well at right tackle when he did play, and was anointed the starting right tackle before the injury took him out for the year.
Not only that, how about Beanie Bishop on defense as an undrafted guy has pretty much started all year. Peyton Wilson outsnaps a Landon Roberts every week.
Nothing about Roman Wilson's makeup or personality suggests that he is a guy kind of dogging it out there and not coming up to speed quickly.
Thank you for the debrief, Charlie. Here is Andrew in California, PA. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, guys. Thank you, man, for taking my call. I appreciate it. So I'm kind of, maybe I'm dramatic, but I think I'm freaking out a little bit more than everybody else about this quarterback thing. At first, I thought it was just Tomlin blowing smoke like he does, you know, getting the Jets to kind of think both ways, whether it be Fields or Wilson. But, you know, kind of what I'm thinking here is along the lines of, you know, the things that Justin Fields can do that Russell Wilson can't are more beneficial to us than the things that Russell Wilson can do and Justin Fields
And that's
cannot.
Exactly what Roethlisberger said, Andrew. He said the exact thing.
And I agree with him 100%. And I think, you know, like you guys said, I mean, he's 6 points away from being 6-0. He's a flag being thrown on a Minka Fitzpatrick clean hit in the Colts game. And then he's Tomlin using his timeouts correctly in the Dallas game away from being 6-0. And none of this conversation happens. So my concern is now, we know at this time next year, Russell Wilson will not be a Pittsburgh Steeler. I mean, we got him in the clearance aisle at the beginning of the year for just over $1 million. So looking at the 25-year-old Fields, why are we not, you know, moving forward with him, focusing on him, developing him? He has a shorter lease than Kenny Pickett has it in his time here. So I'm a little bit frustrated with that. And I think that Tomlin needs to kind of answer a little bit better than, you know, just considering Wilson might.
All right, Andrew, thank you. I don't think that they share your opinion on Russell Wilson being one and done here. I know he's older, but he's not as old as Aaron Rodgers. He's the same age as Kirk Cousins, who just got a 4-year deal with Atlanta. I truly believe that they think, and Russell Wilson thinks too, that if this season goes the way both want, they'll find a way to make a deal that keeps him here for another 2 or 3 seasons. And
what is the way that they both want this season to go, though? Like, that's such an unquantifiable thing. Only they and he can know.
It's like porn in the eyes of the Supreme Court. You know, if even if they don't win a Super Bowl, even win a playoff game, if they feel like he's putting them in position to contend or compete for those things, then I bet they'll bring him back next year.
All right, he's going to start 11 games. Let's just, for argument's sake, say he starts the rest of the year. So clearly he has to play baseline well enough.
Yep.
That he wouldn't get benched. In his 11 games, they go 5-6. Okay?
Yep.
That gets them to 9-8.
Mm-hmm.
Miss the playoffs. AFC looks pretty tough.
He's gone in that situation.
He throws 13 touchdowns in 11 games against 3 picks.
He's gone.
Let's say he goes 6-5, they go 10-7 and get there. Same numbers. Same exact thing. He plays the exact same one random game. Same reason Fields lost the Dallas game. He gets him a lead late against, I don't know, Baltimore at home, and Baltimore goes down the field and beats them.
I still think he's gone.
And like, what? Okay.
I still think he's gone, but you're
talking about, like, okay, here's my problem. And I'm making a hypothetical with you, and you're trying to answer it as best you can. His performance doesn't change, but because the record does, they have a different vibe about it. That's the same thing we're saying about Fields. His performance was what it was. If their defense makes one stop against Dallas, they're 5-1.